Kemurahashi. I hope you enjoyed all that wonderful dance music by the occasionals. There were three dances there. That last one was called the Russian Ballet, or better known to us as the Eva Three-Step. Before that, we had the Duke of Perth, the Dashing White Sergeant. I beg your pardon, that last one was not the Russian Ballet. That last one was the Friendly Waltz, or St. Bernard's Waltz. The one before that was the Russian Ballet, or the Eva Three-Step. Now, people still dance to that type of music today, and the kids laugh at it. See, I'll do that stuff. I love it. Yeah. Now, thank you once again to Carol for another wonderful program. She'll be back here at 12 noon with some more great music for your delicate little ears. Yep. It's beautiful outside. Sun's in all its glory. Not a cloud. Well, a couple of clouds. And it's 23 on the wall here. 23 degrees. That's not too bad. It's slight wind blowing. Otherwise, a perfect day. I don't know if we're getting any rain this today or not, but however, we can still use it. Right. What have we got coming up? Oh, I might as well get in early with the ads. As usual, at 2 o'clock at Errol Bay Community Centre, they have the Scottish Country Dancing. Starts at 2 p.m. Now, if you want to take up a bit of light exercise, that is the place to go. You go there and you meet nice people. They teach you how to do these gentle dances. Too gentle for me, actually. They've been trying to get me for years to join, but no way in the world. I like the heavy stuff with the big army boots on. Yep. Anyway, that's the Adelby. There are others around now, right? But they don't seem to want to give us a ring and let us know the times, and they surely don't need members. Yeah. Anyway, we'll have to see me old mate John McKenzie when he comes in one of these days about these Scottish Country Dancing clubs. Right, we'll start off with married couple. We played them before, Joe Gordon and Sally Logan, alias Mr. and Mrs. Gordon. Here they are with a couple of Robbie Burns numbers.
Still, my dear, still on
Oh, well, that wasn't too bad, eh? So let's have another one. Let's have another two! Great one.
Supremely blessed, we love and thee. In the back.
wasn't too bad, was it? That was Sally Logan and Joe Gordon, alias Mr. and Mrs. Gordon. Now there's the Gordon family. A wee boy came up about 20 odd years ago and he plays the accordion along with his mum and dad. We've played them on this programme before. But those three songs were all by Robbie Burns. Of course, you all know who Robbie Burns was, don't you? Yeah, Mrs. Burns is a wee son. Right. How about we have a wee bit of pipe music? What's the difference? Oh, well, that wasn't too bad, was it? That was Mackenzie's Kelly. The pipe major Malcolm M. Mackenzie played the Gay Gordons. The tune's Gay Gordons. I told them, I said I'd never say that again. The Gordons. The tunes were Healin' Laddie, Donoch Links, Greenwood Side, and the Black Bear. That was followed by an encore of Mackenzie's Highlanders, the Earl of Mansfield, and Pibroch O'Donnell Dhu. All good dancing tunes they are, yes. That's the kind of music you get when you go to a Scottish ceilidh or a Scottish dance. Yeah, all that beautiful foot-tapping stuff. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM down here at South Nowra, broadcasting over 104.5 Central, 92.3 North and 99.7 South. Our telephone number is 4422 1700. 4422 1700. And we're also on a website. Yes, our website is www.triple-u.org.au. That's www.triple-u.org.au. I beg your pardon. Also, if you'd like to email us, we're at triple-u@shoalhaven.net.au. triple-u@shoalhaven.net.au. And I'd like to say hello to all our listeners scattered all around the world, courtesy of electricscotland.com. Yes, we have 33 weeks of Scottish music on the internet under electricscotland.com. And I get lots and lots of emails from all around the world. And my associate in Edinburgh was telling me they get something like about 15,000 hits per week. So that's quite good, isn't it? 15,000 people I know of listen to this programme. Makes your head swell, doesn't it? Not this one. I've got my earphones on to keep it in. Right, okay, let's get on with the McDougal. What have we got next? If we push this wee button... No, we'll push another wee button. How about... the boss. Yes, we've got the boss. We'll better let him in first.
From Barry to Bowley Point, Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM.
Bishops stock all your garden and farm supplies. They also have a large supply of pet foods and accessories. Our store currently has a range of sea potatoes, rhubarb and asparagus, and they also have the largest selection of garden seeds in packets on the South Coast. If you have a bindi problem, then contact Bishops. They have a specialised advice service. If you have a problem with your pet or farm animal, then Bishops will give you friendly advice. Bishops are situated in Ferry Street, Nowra, right opposite the School of Arts, so call in and browse around. The next time you're in Barrie, call into a great fruit cafe for wonderful, freshly prepared gourmet food. Enjoy breakfasts, lunches and snacks in the private leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice, all served by courteous and friendly staff. The Great Fruit Cafe, a finalist in the South Coast Restaurant and Cutting Industry Awards for Excellence in 2002. Yes, the Great Fruit Cafe, with the 100-year-old grapefruit tree right next door to the very post office, open 7 days. And before leaving, check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Mean Organics. You'll be delighted by the experience. Proudly sponsoring Triple UFM.
Triple UFM presents a Thought of the Week from the Christian Outreach Centre.
When you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Try to live your life so that when you die, you will rejoice and the world will cry. I'm Pastor Peter Pilt from the Christian Outreach Centre in North Nowra. We are about showing people how to live this type of life, an awesome life filled with God's blessings designed to have a great impact on others. And when you pass from this life to the next, there's a reservation for you in heaven. I invite you to our Sunday services, 9:30 in the morning and 6:30 in the evening, 167 McMahon's Road, North Nowra.
I think I lost a little bit of volume there, so I'll play them a wee bit later. Yep, I wasn't paying attention. Get my fingers wrapped for that one. Okay, let's listen to this one by the Scots Women. It's called Scots Women. And it's all the top female singers in Scotland. That is the folk singers, not that these are the folk singers. They usually sing all around the world without music. They're just sort of voice that sings lots and lots of wonderful folk music without the backing. But some of these ones on this CD are There are some music. I think this one's called Lichtun Bob, and it is all the ladies, but however, I'm not quite certain. We're about to find out in any case, anyway. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that wasn't too bad, was it? That was the Scots Women. Now, you know, every one of these singers, as I said, they very seldom play with music, but in this case, when this CD was cut, it was done in a concert hall, and there was thousands of people there, and they had music as well, guitars and pianos and accordions. But usually, when they go to a pub or a club, there's no backup, and they're in great demand all over Scotland and Ireland. You go into any, well, it's a funny thing, you go to a pub in Scotland, or even in Ireland, doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, you're always asked to sing a song. And the more booze you have, the better. Yeah, so you're never left out in the cold when you go and visit the pubs over there. Everybody comes up and says hello to you, regardless of where you come from. Right, so much for the Scottish. There's another one, a CD of the same, I think it was made about the same time. It's called Gaelic Women, and all the music is in the, well, the songs are in Gaelic. Okay, we haven't played for our Irish friends for a long time, so we'll do a couple of tracks then right now. And I would remind you that every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Paddy's Bar is on. It's an all Irish program. You'll love it. Irish news, Irish jokes. Oh, I don't mean Big Al's an Irish joke. I'm just saying, and it's all done by Big Al. So that's 3 o'clock every Wednesday. You have the Irish program. Let's listen to the couple of Irish tracks now.
If you're Irish, come into the bar. There's a welcome there for you. If your name is Timothy or Bet, so long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the map. If you come from the mountains of Moore, or Killarney's lake so blue, we'll sing you a song and we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you.
If you're Irish, come into the paddock, there's a welcome there for you. If your name is Timothy or Pat, so long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the mountains of Mourne or Killarney's lake so blue, we'll sing you a song and we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you.
With a shillelagh in the arm and a twinkle in the eye, I'll be off to Tipperary in the morning. With a shillelagh in the arm and a tooraloo-a-lie, I'll be welcome in the home that I was born in. My mouth's cool, the neighbours had a lot to settle down. Feel the food is coming out to pay me round the town. With a shillelagh in the arm and a twinkle in the eye, I'll be off to Tipperary in the morning.
Sure, I'm tired of roaming round, so I'm gonna pack my grip, and I'm off to book my passage on a mighty powerful ship. I'll be round to send a telegram the day I reach the quay, just to tell them in a week or two they'll be expecting me.
With the shillelagh under the arm and a twinkle in the eye, I'll be off to Tipperary in the morning. With the shillelagh under the arm and a tooraloo-a-lie, I'll be welcome in the home that I was born in. My mouth's full, the neighbors have a lot to settle down. Feel the food is coming out to bring me round the town. With the shillelagh under my arm and a twinkle in the eye, I'll be off to Tipperary in the morning.
From the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedin, I miss the River Shannon and the boats at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. sing, where the breeze is sweet as Shalmar, and there's 40 shades of Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf. To see again the thatching of the straw the women gleam. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss the girl in Tipperary town.